This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Friday afternoon service of May the 22nd, 1987, the Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Bob Trench of South Africa is the minister of the afternoon.
Would you like to come forward, my dear? What you're about to hear and receive from the Lord will no longer be religious, neither will it be termed spiritual by many, but it shall be a living word, and it shall settle in your spirit, and it shall cause you to triumph over the enemy. And you shall be victorious. In the name of the Lord, I rebuke and release you from all the satanic influences, that you may indeed hear from the Lord. I thank you, Father, that you'll minister liberty and freedom, that you may know the direction and walk therein in Jesus' name. Say this after me, Father, by faith. I apologize. And tonight, this very moment, I thank you that my spiritual ear will respond and hear your voice. I rebuke you, devil. You shall not stop me. In the name of Jesus, I will hear. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I minister into you newness, freshness, and I rebuke the stubbornness of the devil. And you shall flow and be known as the sister of love. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. I would like, there's so many people to be ministered to, I think it would be very good if you would come and join me. If Glenn would come. Maybe you should just put your hands for a moment. Just put your hands. Just on your forehead, like that. See, I don't know where your spiritual ear is, but it has to do with your mind being receptive, all right? Would you say this after me, Father? Right now.
Right now.
I rebuke the devil.
I rebuke the devil.
And I command him to leave me.
That
my spiritual ear
will be open
to hear your voice.
I thank you.
It will be clear,
clean.
I'll understand it's from you.
And I thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, I call upon you in the name of the Lord to help me today.
And now on
in, until you return, that I may walk in obedience as I hear you.
Speak to me.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's just wait a moment. Father, I'm asking you now that there will be a freshness and a fragrance of the Lord to sweep over this place. That you would come in and remove all the confusion that's in their minds, that's caused the stoppages. The spirit of confusion, leave them. The spirit of unbelief, be far from them. The spirit of doubt, leave. All bad memories, be cleared. Bitterness, go. Unforgiveness, leave. Some of you should begin to hear music. Melodies should be coming into your mind and your spirit. And as it does, I want you to begin to hum the melodies. Just let it begin to happen. That's the presence of the Lord, cleansing and purifying. In the name of Jesus, praise be to God. Oh, there is someone who has a great guilt feeling over a past experience and a decision you took that has caused you much grief, and that stopped your ears. Because a guilt complex does not allow the Spirit of the Lord to minister into you. And you need to tell God that you're sorry. And even as a Christian, sometimes the devil puts you on these guilt trips. I'm telling you, don't receive it. There is no condemnation against you today. On you at all, you're free. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I think it would be good if we just put our hands upon you now. I'm going to ask you to, would you like to join me for a moment? I want nobody going back to the seats. We're just putting our hands upon you in the name of Jesus. Would you come? Okay. You're going to hear from the Lord, right? Okay. And you're going to be obedient, are you? Okay. Even if it's not what you want to do. All you want to know it is from God. Glenn's going to pray now because we've got you delivered. All right? You understand that you are going to hear from God. He says he speaks and then out of you is going to flow good things. Okay, you ready, are you? You're ready. You're going to be blessed. You're ready to be blessed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I just bless you now. Strengthen you. That as you hear the word, you'll be found to be obedient. In the name of Jesus. That you likewise will be found to be obedient. Hearing the word and become a doer of this word without any doubt or fear in you. In Jesus' name be blessed. The spirit of love is on you and in you and round about you. And from this moment on, you shall discover he will lead you and direct you. And the word will be as gentle as rain, soft and clean and pure. And there'll be much fruit yet. In Jesus' name be blessed. In the name of the Lord, I likewise bless you. Be strong in the things of God. Hear the word and move on in Jesus' name. Once you've been prayed for, we'd like you quietly to go back so we can just touch everybody in the name of the Lord. I can't. There's a great thing in laying on of hands. It's part of the gospel. Would you like to come? Sunshine or rain or wind has an impact upon your body, but the word of God comes richly into you on the inside, cleansing and purifying. And you shall have a new fragrance of beauty and of love as the word of God speaks into your spirit, and you shall know it and be different from now on in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. There's a spirit of love just flowing in this place. Would you like to come? What's your first name? Megan.
Pam.
Pam. Pam. P-A-M. What an accent. I don't know how God understands all this, all these accents. I think he must speak to you with an American accent. He probably says, you all listen to me now. Pam, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that this day, as you responded by faith, your spiritual ears are open and you may hear, and you will hear clearly and distinctly. The day will come when you will know the voice. You will be obedient to the voice, and good things will be done in you and upon you and through you. And I thank you that you've been released this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You're the girl from Tyler, is that right? I just release you now in the name of Jesus. As the enemy has tried to confuse you, I speak against that confusion, that your circumstances will line up to the word of God and you'll see God's hand move. And you'll know it's God speaking to you. In Jesus' name, amen. There are things happen to you that you've never quite understood why they work out like that. Is that right? You'll understand now. When the Lord speaks, you get an understanding about circumstances. How many of you know that circumstances bring confusion to you? But when you can hear from God, those circumstances are under his control. In the name of the Lord, I just thank you, Father, that even this very moment, springing up within her is a well of eternal life. And from this moment, she'll be more effective than she's ever been heretofore, because she will know and understand as you speak. In Jesus' name, amen. Isn't that good?
Wonderful.
Amen. Praise God. Come. This may be the strangest deliverance service you've been in. And but let me tell you, in Africa, they always say this. They talk about the good spirits, singular, but the evil spirits, plural. They say lots of bad spirits, but only one good spirit. They all know that. Even if they've never heard about God, nothing. They know there's one good spirit. And many evil spirits. And all confusion comes because even they are confused. You can actually get the devil working against himself sometimes. Put your hands together. In the name of Jesus, I release you to not only hear the word, but to have his love flow in you and upon you in greater measure. And I bless you that everything you do shall now be successful in the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Go well. What's your first name?
John.
John. Mm-hmm. You speak in tongues, John?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Kedabara Sunday, Kedabara Sunday. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I claim now the word shall reach your spirit and your heart and your mind, and with new understanding, you shall have wisdom and knowledge and handle your affairs correctly, and you shall find things happen that you've longed for and wondered why they didn't happen, but now they shall happen, and it shall be done in decency and in order, and you will have no difficulty giving God the glory from this day forward. In Jesus' name, be blessed, John. Amen. That makes sense to you, doesn't it? Is he one of yours, is he? Is he yours? Come stand, grandma, come stand with a grandson. What's your name, Glennie?
Suzanne.
T.J.
Charles.
Charles.
Right.
T.J. is the nickname for Johannesburg, the city of gold. T.J. means gold. Gold is the metal of God. Gold is the economic lie detector. Gold never changes value. And I'm going to pray that this young man becomes a servant of a God. In the name of the Lord, Father, as he claimed to be representing the city of gold, I thank you, Father, that this day he shall grow up under the nurture of the Spirit of God. You watch over him and cause him to be a mighty man of God, and I bless him accordingly. For Grandma, may she hear the word of God and put faith into this lad. In Jesus' name, amen. He'll be used of God. Separated unto the Lord this day. I am Pundisi. As you've been pointing the way, I claim now that the word of God will reach you spiritually in the ear, that you may know the voice of God, and you will know it's from the Lord, and you'll not only be obedient, but you'll see the fruit right quickly, and I bless you accordingly in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, you're a family. Come on, I've been sitting behind you. How'd you like to be my size and sit behind this big guy? Gee. For this family, Father, as they come up publicly and say that they need to hear from you, and this day we have rebuked the enemy. He has no right to stop that work. We thank you, Father, that it shall reach them. The word shall be in them, round about them. They will know what to do, how to do it with great understanding. And then come wisdom and knowledge. And I bless them now to be successful. In Jesus' name, amen. Hear from the King. When the King directs, it all comes right. Remember this, that when he does speak to you, it is not a friend, it is not a brother, but it is from the living God, who has said to you that you shall be changed, be made like unto him in the days that come, and you need to allow that to happen. You need to prepare yourself, for the day is coming when you will have to do valiantly in the things of God. You shall not live in the shadows forever, but you are told and commanded to come forth in the noonday sun and shine, that people may see him who lives within you. And I release you for that to happen now in Jesus' name. Amen. I kind of understand you've got to be seen and you've got to speak out boldly. You've not been doing that, but you need to do it. I love the Central Y serving downtown Charlotte. Who's Central Y? When they're at Oh, Y's there. Okay. I was trying to think of some girl, Yvonne. I thought Central Yvonne. You have to understand that the Lord, by decree, by royal command, has said that the royal law of love should be in you and round about you. And if you would watch your motivation, the reasons you do things, you'll discover many things you should stop doing. Many things you've left undone that need to be done. For love does not think of itself, and neither does love puff itself up. But love serves. And as you serve, you will discover the Lord will make a way for you that will surprise you and cause you to be exceeding glad. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that this man shall now hear your voice and the devil shall no longer cause him not to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. What I heard from the Lord was if you put aside self-interest, you'll grow mightily. See, spiritually, you don't mind me talking in front of these people, but we've all got the same, we're all growing together. Right now, spiritually, you're soft. You're soft. But what I see in the spirit, a hardening of the muscles, a strengthening of the tissues, and a strengthening of the mind as God wants to speak into you and tell you, be strong and of good courage and fear not. You cannot be spiritual unless you're strong. Soft people don't lead. You hear me? And you are to lead. Your calling one day is to lead. You need to toughen up. I say to that in love, you know that, eh? Okay, sure. Sometimes it comes out, but see, God is a strong God, you know that. He's not weak. What's your first name, sir? Say this after me, Father. Say, Father, today, I thank you. My spiritual ear has been opened, and the devil cannot stop it. I will hear you, and I'm looking forward to hearing you speak to me in the inner man, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
You'd like to come? See, you'd like to look at me for a moment? The devil has spoken to you by circumstances, changed things. Things have happened, destroying, killing, severing, all kinds of things that you didn't want to have happened. But the Lord says, now that's how the devil speaks. But when God speaks, it's kindness, it's gentleness, it's lifting up, and it's drawing nearer to him. Okay? Am I right? Father, I just thank you. Begin to heal those hurts now. Heal him, Lord, in the inner man. And those scars that are in him, I think he'll be completely healed. He'll be able to forgive. He'll be able to forget. And he'll be a new man in every part of his being, starting with his mind and then his spirit and his soul. In Jesus' name, I release him. Amen. Amen. See, the devil can cause circumstances in you that you can't hear from God because all these things are pushing in. Let me just give you a little illustration, if I may. One of the things that happened to me, I was in a busy thoroughfare in a main freeway in the city of Durban, and I was waiting for an appointment. All these heavy trucks were coming along, and suddenly the traffic light changed and all these big trucks stopped. And when they stopped, I heard a little bird in the tree right above me early in the morning singing, this little bird. And I looked at him and I thought, man, all this pollution, and you're just singing away there, and I listened to him. What I didn't realize, the trucks had started to go on again. The trucks were roaring by, but I could still hear the bird. What happened? I'd found a way to tune into the bird. Now, in your minds and your lights, you've got all these heavy thoughts going backwards and forwards. You also need to just tune into the little love song. It comes from God. You got it? Just as you came, it was just like I saw that little bird on the tree. And God says he's going to speak to you with a still, small voice. Father, I bless her to hear that still, small voice. As a young person, there are many things rush into her and rush out of her, but may she have the skill, Lord, to hear that still, small voice. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Would you like to come? What's your name?
David.
Okay. Say this after me. Father, today, I want to hear your voice. I rebuke the devil. I've renounced him. I'm your son. And I thank you you'll speak to me. I'll be obedient. I'll be obedient as you help me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I come against every work of the enemy. And I rebuke him in Jesus' name. And I thank you for a victory. A complete victory in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father. Spirit of infirmity and spirit of doubt and unbelief, you've had your day. And I release this young man from all your attentions. And I thank you, Jesus, for a great deliverance. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord. Be free now and begin to enjoy life and be exceeding glad, for the Spirit of the Lord is bringing you day by day into a relationship of purity and freedom in Christ Jesus. Amen. Okay. Bless you. Praise God. Keep smiling. You like to come, Doc? I thank you, Father, as I put my hand upon him. That which has begun will continue in a greater measure, that the words of the Lord shall dwell richly. He'll recognize them, and they shall be part of his heritage. They shall keep him safe and clean and pure and holy. In Jesus' name, amen. How long have you been a Christian?
I've been baptized.
Say this after me, Father.
Father.
Search my heart.
Search my heart.
If there's anything in me.
If there's anything in me.
That's not of you.
It is not of you.
I renounce it.
I renounce it.
Set me free.
Set me free.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in the name of the Lord, as he's called out to you, I thank you now, Lord, there'll be a new move of the Spirit, that he'll begin to have spiritual insight, that your word would teach him, cause him to grow and mature in areas that he hasn't even thought of. Father, I just come against every stumbling block that's before him. And I thank you now, Father, there'll be a new move of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Would you like to look at me? I saw you. It was a farmhouse.
and you're in an old jalopy-type motor car going round and round and round. And as I began to pray for you, I saw the gate open, and that old jalopy that you were driving went out on the freeway. As you were going out on the freeway, I heard you singing and praising God. And there's a new thing going to happen for you. When the Word of God is in you, you are not going to go round and round and round as you have been, chasing the same thing over and over. There is a door opening, and you don't have to stay where you stay. There is a great future for you. And don't believe the lie that you're not good enough. You are the Son of the living God. In Jesus' name. Chidabaras. Oh, thank you, God. Like to look at me? So a harp. And there was a maestro with the most beautiful hands. And he wanted to play the harp, and there was a string missing. And he bent down, and as he picked the string up, I saw it was you. And he put you in, and as he just tightened it, the tune began to roll. You're part of the harmony of the peace of God, and I bless you accordingly in Jesus' name. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Shida barasandi, kida barasandi, shikida barasandi, shida barasandi. Kundabaida, shida barasandi, shikida barasandi. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. You shall speak words of softness and of kindness and of gentleness. And you shall speak words, and as you do, the Shekinah glory shall come down upon you and rest upon you, and it shall be one of a mantle. You will be the handmaiden of the Lord, and you shall bring things that shall happen because of the mantle of God shall rest upon you. You will have wisdom and knowledge, not that man gives, it shall come from the heart of God. And your heart shall be one of love and of peace and of gentleness. And I bless you accordingly in Jesus' name. Amen. I saw the most wonderful covering coming on you, white and little diamonds glittering, and it just didn't touch your shoulder, just rested all over you. And there's a special place in the kingdom for you in Jesus' name. Praise be to God. Would you like to come? Let me tell you what I see in the Spirit. The Lord is showing me people. The Bible says, now I know no man after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So I saw a table, and it had money, coins, gold coins, big coins, or lots of coins. And it was as if you were looking at all those coins, and the Lord came and turned you around. And he said, look at my treasure. And there was like a big treasure chest. And he says, you can go to his treasure chest, forget the treasures of the world. You go to his treasure chest, and you shall take out, and you are going to give to the members of the body gifts, promises, strength, encouragement. You are going to be the one that can bring the precious things of God, and you will distribute them unto one, to one, to one. And because of you, many are going to be prosperous in the things of God. Therefore, you need not look at the natural way, the natural things of the world, but look to the treasure of God, and you shall see it happen. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Chidabarasandi, Kidabarasandi. You shall give spiritual insight. Kindabaidabahunda, Shidabarasandi. The day when you stand before the Lord, there will be a trumpet. And you shall hear your name called out clear and loud, and you shall come forth without spot and without wrinkle, and many shall look, and they shall rejoice, for they shall see that the hand of God has worked upon your life, and you are indeed blessed of God, and you shall rejoice. For as you move, you shall know it is the Lord beckoning you forward, and you shall come into his presence, and you shall never be separated from him who loves you. In the name of the Lord, be blessed in Jesus' name. Shidabarasandi, shikidabarasandi, kidabarasandi, kinda shidabarasandi. You know an anvil?
An anvil.
You know an anvil? If you so desire, you can be as an anvil. That the enemy will come with many hammers and beat upon you. But what I see in the Spirit, in spite of all the front you put up, deep down in you, you do have a desire to have God in you. God says, because he's in you, you shall be as an anvil. And no matter who they beat upon you, those hammers will break as you allow him to rise up. For in him there is no defeat. In him there is no cause for alarm. And you shall be strong because of him in you. Let me have a look at your arms. Now, what do you do?
What do I do?
Well, how'd you get that? What's that?
Tyrannus Trainus.
What is that?
It's lifting weight.
Okay.
Lifting weight.
Okay, that's physical.
Right.
Now I'm talking spirit. You see that crocodile?
Yeah.
You know what the crocodile represents, do you?
What's that?
The devil.
Yeah.
Take that shirt off. That shirt is satanic. In everywhere in Africa, that is known as the ancestor worshiper. That's why God said, if the decision is yours, I come out of Africa. That thing is awful. That's what people kill with, murder with. That animal represents all that kind of stuff. You hearing me? I don't come out of Africa to play. And I also is an armed combat. I know that the spirit, see? You don't see anything soft in me. What's your name?
Paul.
Say, Paul. Say after me, Paul. Father.
Father.
Today.
Today.
You read my heart.
You read my heart.
I renounce.
The devil. The
devil. And all his works.
And all his works.
And by faith.
And by faith.
I want your love.
I want your love.
To come into me.
To come into me.
I want to be your man.
I want to be your man.
Give me courage.
Give me courage.
And strength.
And strength.
I want to overcome.
I want to overcome.
The fear of man.
The fear of man.
I want your blessing.
I want your blessing.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you, I've come the same road as you. Feel him as old as I am. Feel him. Dying soft in me. Okay.
Yeah.
Takes guts.
Yeah.
9/10 of what goes on in Christendom is rubbish. We're looking for some straw men.
Yeah.
There's a place. I see you in a it's like a dress shop. And it's all beautiful colored dresses. See? Lots of them. And you're looking at them and you're looking and you're putting back. You come right to the end and there's this beautiful white dress. It's got a long veil. I imagine it's like a wedding dress. And the Lord says that is, he's got something, a covering for you that's specially prepared. It is not according to your own understanding or your own likes. It is a special covering for you. And that's what you'll be covered in when you need it. And you're going to be thrilled because it's got sparkles in it. It looks like jewels and diamonds. And it looks like I think you call it a train, a long train. And he's going to teach you how to walk elegantly and beautifully in him. Okay. In the name of the Lord, may she be covered with the glory and the beauty and the holiness of the Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father, that she'll walk with you, that she'll walk in peace as your word rests richly in her. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise be to God.
Father, we loose this mind. I loose this mind in the name of the Lord. Satan, you're a liar. Satan, you're a liar.
You are a liar.
You're a liar, Satan. You're a liar.
You're a liar.
I loosen her in the name.
And we loosen her in Jesus' name.
I loose this mind to the things of the Lord. I loose this mind to a right understanding.
Amen.
I loose this mind to love and compassion. I loose this mind to receive it. In Jesus' name.
Love the Lord. The hand of the Lord is beckoning you forward. And even though the stepping stones are large, yet his hand takes the weight and pulls you up. And you will not stumble, and neither will you fall, and neither will he leave you. For his love is all over you and round about you. And the hand of the Lord is your strength, not your strength. So I release you now to trust in that hand, for he will never let you go. And the love of the Lord is on you and round about you in Jesus' name. Amen. You just felt him reaching out to you, didn't you? Yeah, I know. Praise God. There's a day of great rejoicing. There's a time coming when you shall know. There's a time coming when you shall understand. There shall be no hurts. There will be no memory. But you shall flow in the divine will of the Father. For there's a well that has sprung up within you. That is eternity. There's also a river of life flowing. And you flowing in that river and many are coming to drink. And there's sounds of rejoicing everywhere you go from this day forward. In the spirit I see this river flowing. It is going into dry places where it has not gone before. And I see people running. They're bringing buckets and things to scoop up the water, and they pour it on each other. And they're receiving refreshing and cleansing. And from this day, you will hear the word of the Lord in power and authority and liberty and freedom. And you shall be set free from the things that have hindered you. And I rebuke that hindering spirit. And you're released to flow in the things of God. And bless the people in Jesus' name. You shall be known as the blessed of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Shukidai shuk. Haida bakanda barasandishi. Haukida barasandishi kida barasandi. Those that will not drink shall not live. But many will come from far and near. And because of the river of life, on that day when you are beckoned forth, there will be a throng that will join you. And your heart shall be exceeding glad for that which has been done. Look not now to the present circumstances, for God is working the works of God. And you should begin to see in the Spirit, saith the Lord. Don't be discouraged. The last day shall be a lot more fruitful than you've ever imagined. See, some have told you, well, there's not much you can do. The Lord says, because he's in you, you can do all things. There are doors opening that you will walk in and you will share. You will speak words of liberty and life, and men shall give heed to those words as you give heed to the word that he speaks to you. So I say to your mother, be blessed. Strengthened in the things of God, and know the Lord is with you every moment of the day. In Jesus' name, praise God. I see a beautiful sea. Blue, calm. And all the ships, sailing ships then, they're not moving. And I saw the most incredible white ship, like a little yacht, like a racing yacht. And I see you on the back with a tiller. You know the tiller, you've got your hand up and you're praising the Lord, and the breeze comes and fills the sail. And the wind is taking you. And all the sailors are looking. Theirs are standing still. They got caps on like captains. And they got all that things that they're professional, but you have the anointing. And you've got the anointing. And you're going into the things of God, and all this other business doesn't count. Father, I thank you that the anointing of the Lord is upon her and round about her, the cleanliness of the Spirit of the Lord, and I release her to be led of God and led of the Spirit in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. What is your first name? Landabai, Sindabai, Sinda Landabiti Kibarasan. You're working at the kitchen, the sink. What you're doing. And you've got a lot of people sitting in the dining room that you have to feed. Mine here was, and I saw it like a comic, you know. You were thinking, have I got enough to give them? And I looked through the kitchen window, and there was a garden with the most incredible vegetables growing. The Lord says I should tell you that you can keep giving. Keep giving, because he has an abundance that you can reach out and take and keep feeding. In the name of Jesus, I release you to be the giver of the things of God in Jesus' name. Amen. You should know that as a lover comes, he brings good things. Peaceful. Things to make you happy. Things to bless you and to encourage you. And the Lord who laid down his life for you that you may go free wants you to walk in his knowledge and his light, that his love may overshadow you. And as that love of his overshadows you, you shall manifest and bring forth good things. They shall be clean and they shall be holy. They shall be pleasing unto the Father. And as these good things come forth, they shall cause many to rejoice. For in them there shall be no darkness. There shall be no shadow. There shall be nothing but joy and peace. Therefore, you are to walk in the light even as he is in the light, and have your mind strengthened by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be blessed in the things of God, in Jesus' name. Amen. For the Spirit of the Lord, like a cloud, begins to overshadow you. And coming out of you, coming out of that shadow where you were in, I saw you disappeared in the shadow. He overshadowed you. But coming out of you, I heard songs of joy and of freedom and of liberty. It was just a beautiful experience. Okay? Praise God.
See, you have an understanding of the Bible, and you have an analytical mind that you weigh things up and you consider many things. But the Lord says, I should say to you today, have you considered that the work he's begun in you is a work for eternity? And that as you allow the Spirit to change you day by day, and as you allow this newness to express itself, you shall rejoice and be exceeding glad. And people will look and they will see that it's as joy bells on the hems of your gown. And it will be like joy bells in your heart. And as you cause people to laugh and to be merry and to smile, healing will follow. For in your happiness, as you begin to engender happiness, you will discover healing flows with it. Be blessed accordingly in Jesus' name. Amen. I kind of saw you walking through green fields and it was like bells ringing around you. Stretches were getting up and laughing as you walked past them. Happiness. You must be happier. Not spiritual, not religious, happy.
Amen.
Happy, okay? Be happy. Praise God. Sunday. Even this day, as you've heard from the Lord and desire to have your ears open, the Lord says he will cause you to walk with him. Okay, you may look at me. You came to a crossroad and it's a little side road. It looked a little unattractive. All right? And there was this road where everybody else was walking. And as you turned to walk on a little road, I saw a sign. And it said, Lover's Lane. And you were walking with Jesus. Isn't that super? That's what I saw in the Spirit, see. Well, pray, then it makes sense to you. See? But I think what I saw was that what worried me as a man was the road didn't seem to go anywhere. But how many of you know that Lover's Lane doesn't have to go anywhere? As long as you get alone with him, all right? Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. That's all. Yeah. Who's next? How long have you been a Christian?
30 years.
Speaking tongues? That's what you got to do, right? You ready for it? Say, Father, say this after me. Father, say, Father,
Father,
today I will move my lips and my tongue. And as I make these sounds, I'm trusting you. Take the sounds I make and form them into words. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now say this. Devil, I come against you in the name of Jesus. And I rebuke you. I renounce you. I want to be a Christian through and through. Amen. Spirit of stubbornness, I come against you and I command you now that you will leave this man. You will no longer torment him. He will have the courage. He will have the strength. He will have the peace and the grace to receive this gift. In Jesus' name, amen. Sir, I call upon you now, as you've prayed, to move your lips. Just your lips. Now your tongue as well. Now I want to hear you make sounds in faith. Let me hear those sounds. I don't care what it sounds like. That's right. And louder. That's the way. A little bit louder. That's right. And louder. Pray. That's right. And louder. That's right. Come on, you're getting free. Praise God. Even louder. That's right. Come on. Spirit of the Lord's on you. That's right. Louder. Yeah, the devil's fleeing from you as you do it. Come on. Just pray. Louder than that. The devil's held him for a long time and he's getting free. Shirabaidabahunda, catch Shirabada Sunday. Hear that louder. That's right. And louder. That's the way. Louder. You've been 16 years not speaking, so speak. That's the way. That's the way. Keep going. Praise God. Have a look at me. Feel all right? Feel good, don't you? The Bible says, after that you shall have power. Not while you're doing it. After that you receive the Holy Ghost with the evidence, you will have power. See, the devil has stopped you from doing this. The gift's been coming and he snatched it. A snatching spirit.
Well, today we rebuke it. Sorry for shouting, but I get mad with the devil, see? I'm not mad with you. You know that, eh? You're bigger than me anyway, so it wouldn't help me. But now go and develop the gift you got. Go and exercise it and let it flow out of you. Okay, super. Praise God. Is your wife with you here? You got a new husband. Okay, and I encourage him to speak, see? Have I prayed for you? I thought I did at the beginning, didn't I? What's your name? Betty. Tyler. All the good people come from Tyler. I mean, you know. Father, I just thank you now that right now she will be strengthened. She will be uplifted. Stand that your love is moving out towards her in a constant stream of goodness. I thank you, Father, that you will be able to receive from this day a very bountiful blessing. That the love, that she will be seen as the handmaiden of love. That she will speak words of love. She will have actions of love, and people will respond. That she herself will be cared for and loved and nurtured and strengthened in the things of God from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. The Lord bless you. How many more to come? Put your hand towards this young girl. Say this after me, my dear. Say, Father, today, I'm sorry for everything and anything that displeased you. I need to be free in Jesus Christ. The things that hinder me, I renounce. And by faith, I open my heart and my mind to you in a new way. Come in. Give me the door of my heart that I may be more beautiful, cleaner, purer, and more like you than I've ever been before. In Jesus' name. Amen. Would you like to look at me? Where's the other man? I want you to come up on the platform just here. I see you in terms of Zulu as Mfundisi. I want you quietly just to put your hand upon your shoulder while I minister to mum and dad here, all right? The scripture that comes to me is that a two-stranded cord is not easily broken, but a three-stranded cord is even stronger, and Jesus is interwoven in your life. That what you need to do is see that Jesus is central between you. All right? That as you submit ideas and recommendations and inspiration into him, that he will learn how to make good decisions. All right? I believe the Lord is saying to me, and I know nothing about you, and I'm just saying it in faith, that decisions have been the weakness in your life. See? And that has to be changed, because a Christian that is led of the Spirit must be able to take the things of the Spirit and apply them everyday life. Father, I thank you now for the two of them, that from this moment they shall know how to make good decisions, and it shall be flowing in such a way that you will be free to minister into them and upon them and through them into the lives of many people. That from this day forward, I rebuke any hindering spirit that has caused them not to make good decisions. They have a new skill implanted into them by faith that they make good decisions for themselves, their family, and the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. I need a minister into you. You speak in tongues? You love the Lord with all your heart. I sense in my spirit there's a spirit of bondage somewhere. All right? I don't know what it is, but there's something that you have not grown. You haven't grown spiritually like God wants you to grow. You also need to grow personality. You have to... I got it. The Lord says you keep looking into yourself, searching into yourself, that you become introverted. And Jesus said once he takes abode in you, you are to be an extrovert. You are now to look out with his eyes, and you are to let him shine out of you, and you are no longer to be introvert, but extrovert. You are to sing, you're to go to people, you're to speak to people, and you're to speak boldly, clearly, and with great determination. You're hearing me. You have been looking in too much. You have got to look out now, but you look out with the eyes of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You council of demons. You who thought you could gain victory here. I stand up against you as the ambassador for Jesus Christ. And I proclaim the kingdom policy over this life. The law of liberty be her portion. The law of liberty come into you. whereby you are free to proclaim the goodness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now you have got some proclaiming to do. Not through your mother, and not through your father, and not through the fellowship, but you have to do it. You have to say loudly, Jesus saved. Let me hear you say it.
Jesus saved.
Loud.
Jesus saved.
Jesus saved me.
Jesus saved me.
I am his child.
I love
Jesus. With all my heart. Now you need to say that over and over, and a freshness of the Spirit is going to come into you. I just saw something in the Spirit. Your life up until now has been a dam with a wall. But because of what you're beginning to say, a great big river from the mountains pouring into the dam, and that wall that was holding you up becomes the base for the waterfall of beauty. You understand me? The water's cascading over it with joy and with happiness, and that's your life. Because you now have a river that's been released to flow into you. Okay? Love you. Talk loudly, see, about Jesus. Okay, we're finished. You'll be first. How long you known Jesus? And you? You two together, I'll tell you. She belongs to you. You belong to him? Okay, hold on. In the name of the Lord, I put my hand upon you, and as the Son of the living God, I say to both of you, Jesus Christ, so that you may go free. You are emancipated and released from slavery, from the past, from all the things that went wrong in your life. I release you. Moment there shall be a river of joy and of happiness that you may drink abundantly and you may be satisfied and rejoice therein, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now put your arms around your wife. Demonstrate love. Okay, now you may kiss the bride. Yeah, that's about right. Okay. God bless you both. Okay.
I'm going to say, don't want to get left out.
Put your hand out towards these lovely folk. I want to tell you first, if I may, just humanly speaking, you'll never know how encouraged someone ought to be here. We've been in 54 countries of the world. We've stood up for the kingdom, and we've never known there's a crowd like this. Never in our life. We've never found anyone. And you have done a wonderful, incredible job to speak the truth and have insights that I thought I was the only one. I've been, wherever I share them, I get shot down. But you got far ahead of me in these areas. I speak it and talk it and get thrown out. You somehow got people to agree with you. You done much better than me. No wonder you married him. He was very persuasive, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Just put your hand out in love, will you? Let's just overshadow them with love. Kingabaidabahunda shikidabarasandi kida shiki. Kandazi labalandi. Kundabaidabahunda shidabarasandi. Kidabaidabahunda shikidabarasandi. Lasandi shiki dandabara sandi ki dalamanda shiki de shi debara sandi. Hai yabai debahunda shiki debara sandi shiki. Kalanda kai. Lidabanda lidabara sandi shi debara sandi ki. Know this, that for every soldier that is in the field, he knows the day will come when there will be a victory parade, when the banners will be unfurled, and the trumpets will blow, and the drums will roll, and the march will begin. And they shall come before the king in their battalions. They shall come before the king in their droves, and they shall gladly march past. But know this, that the Lord will beckon you and raise you up that you will stand with him. And as you stand alongside of him, you will see the angels march by. You will see the banners unfurled. You will see the saints of old. You will recognize people. And then the Lord should look upon both of you, and as he smiles upon you, you will know that which you were called to do, by his grace you did it as faithful as he performed these miracles in you. But now know this. This is not the time to contemplate that march, but this is the time to be strong. For the battle shall increase, and the ferocity shall increase, and many shall come to thee, and you shall strengthen them and equip them, and they shall go out and do valiantly because of thee. You shall see this, that you shall speak words of courage, and of power, and of authority. Many that have stood against you have fallen, and many that have stood against thee shall yet fall. For he that is doing a work within you is he that is greater than he that is in them. Therefore, do not look about, neither be discouraged, for every sacrifice and every tear, every heartache that you have covered, the Lord has shed with you. He has watched over you thus far, and you shall not escape from his goodness. For his eye is upon you, his hand is before you, and as you walk in his light as he is in the light, you shall discover joys unspeakable and full of glory. Be strengthened in the Lord and know this. The Lord is with thee, and nigh thee, and he's beckoning thee on. And many have followed because of thee. In the name of the Lord now I put my hand upon both of you. That which you have accomplished in the past shall be as nothing to that which is yet to be accomplished.
Amen.
I thank you, Father, for a flowing of the Spirit in ever-increasing manner. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen. Praise God. I saw a parade ground. I saw angels come marching by. Come on, Pat. Come on, Pat, you look all right. Oh, you mean you got a side entrance, have you? Come on. I think you'd run away from me to go and put a new dress on or something. Come. Come close. The prophet of old, he waited for a mantle to fall. But the Lord says you do not have to wait for any mantle. For the Spirit of the Lord is in you and upon you. And as you work, you shall work the works of God. For the Lord's presence is in you, his word dwells richly in you, and you are now blessed. Don't look to men. Don't listen to men. But allow the love of the Lord to shine in you. And as you minister to one another, you will discover a strength and a peace that you've not yet found. And in that strength, you will discover many shall stand among you. For the Lord shall open the way for you, and you shall walk in absolute victory. For he is a victorious king. And you shall know victory, and victory, and victory again, and again, and again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we thank you for the trenches. Lord, we pray strength, wisdom, and revelation and understanding in the Brother Bob this afternoon. Strengthening, Lord, refreshing. We thank you for it. We thank you for refreshing Selma, Lord. We thank you make that she is. We bless her, Lord. Now, Lord, we thank you for peace and strength from the service to renew him, from the that which has flowed out from him this afternoon. We thank you that you renew him and strengthen him afresh. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the food that's prepared for us. We bless it to the health and strength of our bodies. We bless those that's prepared it. We thank you for being with us this evening as we come back to praise and worship you, to receive our praise and our worship. For thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. There is none other except thee. Thou art worthy. We thank you for being amongst us. Amen. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. And LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.